The controversial cabinet minister Ian Duncan Smith is proposing new ways of measuring child poverty. It's the latest row involving the man bringing us massive welfare shake-up. Mr Duncan Smith wants a new child poverty measurement system that's not just based on family income. He thinks it should cover the likes of married stability, having parents in employment and going to good schools. So does the current measurement accurately show the number of children living in poverty here? According to Stormont, over 100,000 children in Northern Ireland are living in relative poverty. That's about one in four children. So does that sound about right to you? 08459 555 678 if you're a parent maybe living through this. Anne Moore is from Save the Children in Northern Ireland. Ian Parsley was an advisor to the think tank Ian Duncan Smith set up, the Centre for Social Justice. Anne Moore, is that an accurate figure, and how is it currently measured, and do you think it needs changed?
No, the Save the Children would argue that we must retain the income measure, because that's fundamental reason for child poverty is an inadequate income. So internationally, the headline figure is below 60% of median income, and that is called the relative child poverty measure. And then in the child poverty legislation, there is a measure for persistent child poverty, and the government has introduced a severe child poverty measure as well. So I think it's very important, in order to measure ourselves against other countries in the OECD and also to see how we're progressing or otherwise.
So Ian Parsley, what's Ian Duncan Smith up to?
Well, I my difficulty with it is that really that measurement isn't of child poverty. It's more of parental inequality, and perhaps there's a justification for measuring parental inequality of income, but that is what that measurement is. And I think what Ian Duncan Smith is suggesting, and I have to say it's the first time I've agreed with him for a while, but I agree with him here, is suggesting that we need to identify the causes, not just the symptoms of poverty. We need to identify where things are going wrong and where government intervention and indeed third sector intervention can be better targeted so that we actually reverse poverty. Simply looking at income and looking at equality differentials may have some merit, but it doesn't really help reverse poverty, and it's been an ongoing problem now for a very long time. And I would add a very particular problem that officials in our own civil service have come to me about and have come to events and discussed, is that there are varying definitions of poverty, so that when you come to discuss poverty, it becomes very difficult to judge what measures are succeeding and what aren't. To my mind, it is really about life chances. It is about not just potential to work, but also about creating communities which are more stable than we have at the moment, creating life chances for younger people, education chances. At the moment, we have far too many people coming out of education, far too many people who have no chance of ever being employed, intergenerational unemployment, and we also have growing indebtedness and in-work poverty. So all of these things are not measured by that single so-called child poverty measurement.
A lot of people listening to this will be trying to get their head around that figure, that 25%, quarter of all children living here, are actually living in poverty.
Yeah, but, and of those, about over 50,000 are in severe child poverty.
And in terms of the changes to the welfare, the shake-up, yeah. I mean, is that going to make child poverty here worse in your view?
Oh yeah, I mean, this is one of this is one of our greatest concerns. I mean, half of all children in poverty are in families where there is work, where there's a parent working, because we have a low wage culture here. Benefits are already set below the poverty threshold if you measure it by 60% of the median income. So, for example, if if the poverty threshold for a couple family is £350 a week, the benefit level is just over £200 a week. And welfare reform is set to cut £18 billion out of across the UK, translating into about a loss of £600 million per year for benefit recipients in Northern Ireland in 2014-15. So child poverty is expected to soar to 34%. The Institute of Fiscal Studies is predicting this. So the child poverty legislation, which our executive has signed up to, accepts the commitment and those measures of the international measures of 60% of median income and so on, and all the other ones I mentioned.